Well, the 138th meeting of Arab foreign ministers at the Arab League's headquarters in Cairo has convened. Speaking at the summit was Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. He just opened his comments by lauding the revolution in Egypt and described Liberation Square as a launchpad for the revolution and as a turning point in the history of Egypt. He also appreciated the Arab League for monitoring the presidential elections in Egypt. Now, he also added that the Palestinian cause remains the first cause of the Arab League, and to achieve an Arab revival will only occur if there is a just cause for the Palestinian solution. He also added that the Arab people cannot and will not accept the occupation of Palestine. Also in his comments, he vilified the Israeli settlement expansions, which is illegal according to international law. He also added that Egypt will always support steps made by the Palestinian leadership and will also support any efforts by the Palestinians to receive a full membership at the United Nations. He also said that this is basically a message that it's not possible to keep ignoring the Palestinian situation. He also said that retrieving unity amongst Palestinians is also an urgent necessity. Now, talking about the issue of Syria, he acknowledged that Syria is a founding member of the Arab League, and Syria has a special place in the hearts of the Arab people, and we have to find a solution to the Syrian crisis quickly. That's according to Mohamed Morsi. He also said that there must be an expansion of efforts to find a solution for the suffering in Syria, and it must be done in an Arab framework. He also said that we must prevent Syria from falling into a civil war, and also added that there must be no foreign military intervention in Syria. Also, he asked the Syrian government, quote, not to take the right decision at the wrong time, which most likely alludes to calling the Syrian government to step down. He also talked about other countries in the region welcoming the Yemen election of Abd Rabbo Mansour Hadi as new president, and also added that Egypt will help Yemen at any time. He also said that we have support for all our Arab brothers, and Egypt is seeking a stable world. And in his finishing comments, said that he's also added that they advocate support for dialogue and efforts of peace between Sudan and South Sudan. That was Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi speaking at the 138th meeting of Arab foreign ministers at the Arab League's headquarters in Cairo. We were seeing live images from the two-day summit of the foreign ministers that has just kickstarted, I believe, today, and will also convene on a second day tomorrow. Well, we were listening to the comments made by Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi earlier. We're now going to get some insight on those comments from our political analyst joining us now from Beirut, Mr. Jamal Wakim. Mr. Wakim, welcome to the program. Let's start off with Morsi's comments. How did you perceive what he said at the opening ceremony at the summit?
I believe that he was trying to inaugurate a new era in Egypt's role in the region under the leadership of the Muslim Brothers. However, what I saw was a continuation of the old geostrategic and geopolitical guidelines of Egypt, whether under Mubarak or before under, mainly under Sadat and under Mubarak, with regards to the Palestinian cause, where he said that he will accept anything decided by the Palestinian leadership, so he's accepting the Oslo Agreement. There is no turning away from peace with Israel, of course. A just solution for the Palestinians, this is what Mubarak regime has been calling for 3 decades, so this represents also a continuation. The call for support to Sudan, this is also something that is not new. With regards to Yemen, blessing the takeover of Abd Rabbu Mansour Hadi, the new president, over power. So this is also, it comes at a time to cope with the change in Egypt. The main point that would be of interest was with regards to Syria, where he said that it's time to change, and that he's sorry for the bloodshed, and that the Syrian regime should listen to the call of the people and should step down as soon as possible when the time is still ripe for it, and not to take the right decision at the wrong moment. And he said that he's collaborating, or Egypt is collaborating with Turkey. He didn't mention Iran in this sense, in this regard, nor did he mention Iraq, which are both supportive of the Syrian regime. He didn't say that he want to address the Syrian leadership or send an emissary or have contact with the Syrian leadership. So this means that he's waging a diplomatic war, or he's supporting the efforts to oust the Syrian regime. So all this is part of the directory that was followed previously by the regime of Hosni Mubarak, and it's taken for granted under the rule of the Muslim Brothers in Egypt with Mohamed Morsi as president.
Mr. Joachim, let's focus more on the comments made on Syria. Mohamed Morsi said that we have to find a solution to the Syria crisis quickly, and we must stop the suffering in Syria. But my question is, why was there no mention of the issue of certain foreign countries or parties, or however you want to phrase them, of stopping from facilitating and arming the opposition in Syria?
Because the Syrian regime has taken side with Saudi Arabia, with Turkey, in their efforts to topple the Syrian regime as part of the new American directory in the region to form a triangle of Sunni Muslim states or capitals, Ankara, Riyadh, and Cairo, to block what they call Shi'i expansionism towards, Shi'i-Iranian expansionism towards the East Mediterranean passing through Syria. That's why Syria, or the Syrian regime, has been considered as a breach to this triangle, and that either Bashar al-Assad had to sever his ties with Iran, or he had to be toppled. It's very important to mention that Morsi was in Tehran a few days ago as part of the Non-Aligned Movement Summit. And he, in his speech, he didn't mention Iran, not as a regional power, but now as head of the non-aligned movement. So in this case, this is a very important issue, not to mention Iran for Morsi. This means that they are trying to, they are not participating or making Iran participate in the efforts to end the crisis in Syria, and that toppling the Syrian regime is partially directed against Iran, against its efforts to have access to the East Mediterranean as part of a bigger struggle between the United States, the Western Europe, and Turkey on one hand, against Russia, China, and Iran on the other hand, over global hegemony.
Well, given the current stance that Morsi has on Syria, based on the comments that we've been just listening to, how effective do you think Egypt can be in trying to quell the unrest and finding a solution to Syria? We already know that Egypt does have its own proposal of a contact group to end the Syrian crisis. How do you perceive those efforts?
I perceive these efforts as mainly supportive to the insurgents, especially that insurgency is heating up now. And this cannot happen without Egyptian support, especially that Saudi Arabia and Qatar had been trying ever since the beginning of this insurgency in Syria, Turkey to, now with Egypt putting a hand in assisting the insurgents and in trying to help the insurgency, I think that things will heat up in Syria. but not to the level of toppling the regime, especially that the Syrian regime is having strong support for very vital interests as part of the Russian, Iranian, and Chinese national security. That's why I believe that the crisis in Syria will go for too long, and the repercussions to Egypt and the rule of the Muslim Brothers in Egypt will be high. I believe that it's the Egyptians that will endure heavy losses and not the Syrians.
Okay, from Beirut political analyst Mr. Jamal Waqeem, many thanks for sharing your thoughts and comments with us here on Press TV.